I'd like to ask you to take your Bibles and open up to Psalm 119 for our devotion at this time. In Psalm 119, I'm going to cover all 176 verses here. As a pastor's child, you know, one of the things that you got to do as a pastor's kid was that when Dad had to go make hospital visits, was that we had the glorious fun excitement of going and sitting and waiting in the car while Dad went in to make the visits. And of course, I'll never forget one particular visit because, again, divine moments in your life, you've been shaped by them. God put someone in your life for a specific reason. Somebody that blessed you, somebody that led you, they said a word to you, and it turns your life around. Maybe your salvation, call into the ministry, wherever you might be. God used someone, something there to trigger that. And my dad made a visit one time, the mental hospital that was in West Virginia at that time, which was like a taboo name, so to say, was in Weston, West Virginia. And so he had to go out. It was 2.5-hour drive. So, of course, we as kids, that was just great fun to drive for 2.5 hours and sit in a car. But this young man that was out there had burned out with drugs, lost his mind completely almost, and he seen demons and things in the hospital. Dad relayed the story, of course. And but he sat and he memorized all Psalm 119 with burned out drug mind. And later, it wasn't but a few months, and they found him. He got out of the hospital, escaped, and was found in the river and drowned himself. And so I remember going to that funeral home and standing there and knowing that here's a man that can memorize Psalm 119, all 176 verses, and still live in fear and doubt and, you know, what is God, who is God, and all those things. But I thought in memorizing verses and Bible scriptures, and I don't know how you have tackled that or do that, I'll often ask people is to say, what's your verse, your memory verse that you have that speaks to your heart? And I'm sure each of us have one. And if you don't, you ought to. But I remember that I said, if that guy with half of mine can memorize Psalm 119, then I need to try it, to do it. And so I sat down a number of years ago and memorized Psalm 119. And I have to say with Martin Luther is to say it has to be one of the most blessed passages in all the Scripture. Because it just never exhausts itself. Always finding something there that God speaks or something that God shares. Constantly. And so my disciplines, I know each of us have different disciplines that we do. I read the Bible through twice in a year. It takes me about 5 months. And I use the other 2 months to memorize, to keep Psalm 119 in my mind. And it just is amazing to me how many times God speaks and moves. But I want to share with you out of this one particular passage of Psalm 119, verse 126. And I'd like to share with you something that happened here a few weeks ago to me. I was on my way down to Florida. Richard Owen Roberts was going to have a solemn assembly down there at one particular church, and a number of us had been asked to go down to help facilitate small groups. And so as I went down, I made it a point not to fly but to drive because I wanted to make some visits on the way down. So I had called in advance, and I called Henry Blackaby and Ralph Sotera, and I said, I'm coming to Florida, and I'm going to stop at Atlanta. Do you have time to talk and meet? And so they both agreed, and I met with Henry in the morning, and I met with Ralph in the evening. And, of course, with me and Henry get together, it's the funnest time because it's always the surest thing is that we're going to sit around and have a cup of coffee together. And I love that. So I asked him, I said, well, what's the Lord been saying to you or what's been going on? And he took a few seconds, and then he began, and he said, do you know what time it is? And I knew he wasn't talking about what was on my wristwatch. He was talking about the time of the church, the events of our society. And he began to go through an exposition of the Scriptures in Luke about the signs of the times. And we went had a good discussion about that, about where the church was at and where our nations are at and how the events of world history is being shaped and formed and God taking us towards the end. The time is that we're winding down, aren't we? And so we closed in our prayer time and said goodbyes, and I went back to the hotel and thought a little bit about what he had been saying and studying some of the Scriptures. And Then in the evening, I met up with Ralph, and we went out. He was kind enough to take me out to eat. Bless that kind old soul. And so we went out to eat, and I asked him the same thing. I said, well, what's the Lord been saying to you? And he shared a little bit, was on his heart and his mind, and it wasn't anything prophetic or anything like that, but we just shared and talked. Well, next morning I get up and I'm driving to Florida, and I'm halfway between down towards the Georgia border, and I get a phone call from Ralph. And he says, God woke me up last night with a word for you. I said, do tell. He said, I want to give you Hosea chapter 10. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Now, Ralph and Henry, neither one knew what they had shared with me. But you would know as well as I do is that when you get a word like that, it's God's trying to say something, isn't he? So I come to this in Psalm 119. What time is it? 126, verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For they have made void thy law. And we look around in our churches today and we see the vacancy of a fear of God, reverence of God, and the handling of the Word of God. And our prayers, as they've been offered up over the last night and through this morning, constant theme that has been voiced from your heart and from your soul is to say, who's going to do this revival? Broken Before the Throne? No. Greg Gordon, Revival Conference? No. Churches? God. The sovereign act of God that when revival comes, God says, let it come. And it is time for you, O God, to work. His desire is to do it, isn't it? It is that we would take the Word of God and present it to Him as to say, Lord, You have said, let it be. So our prayers will go forth here in a little bit as we have our corporate prayer time. But in a profound way, with the two men that shared that with me, and then I come to this verse in Psalm 119. May that keep on our hearts and minds till we get to prayer time. And let's let God do what He wants to do.